It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Oh, this is not the typical lineup.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad is somewhat back in effect, but we got some beautiful and special guests. Let me just introduce everybody.
Yes,
Rob's
sir.
Here. Brennan.
I'm not the beautiful special guest.
You're lovely. I'm not beautiful either.
Rob is, Rob and Brennan are definitely not. He was like, Rob is beautiful. He's beautiful man. Love his voice. But we also had some special guests today. No Ice today. He'll be back probably next week.
He ain't shit.
Well, let's introduce Q first. Q, how are you doing?
Hey, y'all. I'm doing pretty good. I'm still quarantining myself, actually, now that I am a fully self-employed freelancer.
Hey.
Hey, congratulations on that. That's awesome.
And, you know, we had Q on the podcast before. What episode did you have you on? We had you on an episode about a movie, right?
Berserk.
Yeah. Berserk.
Yeah. Berserk Part 1.
Yeah, Berserk Part
1. I'm sorry that's what you had to be on with us.
It was her choice. How are you going to do her like that?
She picked it.
I stand by my statement.
She chose that.
Oh, I stand by my statement.
Brennan's coming for everybody.
My God.
Brennan is...
I want the smoke. What's up?
I see.
All right. And now we have another lovely guest today. Comedian. Anime connoisseur. Did I say that right?
No. Connoisseur.
No, connoisseur.
Connoisseur. Before the podcast, I had something in my goddamn teeth. She didn't say a damn word about it.
I thought he had a fucked up tooth, y'all. But and I didn't want to be rude.
My good friend Brennan did let me know, so I wasn't on camera looking like a jackass.
You're a good man, King.
But the funny and talented, Roxy.
Thank you. Do I have to say what I do?
Yeah, what you do, Roxy? What do you do out here in these streets?
Oh, I'm sorry. I also smoked right before. I apologize.
She smokes.
So I am a producer for All Def Gaming and All Def Cannabis.
Very cool.
I am also a writer.
All Def Gaming.
Yeah.
You haven't had me on,
Brennan. You don't fuck with me.
What you mean? I don't fuck with you. Like Pat had me on, and I was whooping everybody's ass, and I was like, "Hey, I have to go."
I'll bring you back on, Brennan.
Super Smash Brothers. Don't nobody want the smoke.
Oh, I'll link you up with Brody. Brody be whooping everybody's ass. In fact,
I want to see this.
He probably knows who I am.
I think he has this conversation.
I
love.
I'm pretty sure Brody knows who I am.
He's
been to the studio, and I think
you smoked Brody out before. Oh, you did?
No, I mean, like, when I played on All Def Gaming one time, they started with, like, a one-on-one tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was playing while someone else was talking to me the first match, and he barely won. And then the second match, they're like, let's do this group, like, two-on-two thing. Mm-hmm. And he was the team that we played against, the best two out of three, and I smoked his ass.
You know, I got to rock you with something, because Brennan be talking a lot of shit.
Oh, he does.
No, the thing is, it's real. No, the thing is, it's cool. I talk a lot of shit, but ask around if I back it up or not. Just
okay,
ask.
Brennan. Ask say less. I'm about to Tekken or something. I'm going to rock your ass.
You do not want Tekken.
You don't want Tekken.
Look,
you
don't want Tekken. Like, this guy right here does not lie. Ask him about me in fighting games.
Hey, ask about me in fighting games.
You don't even know you.
I would love to see this.
I want
to
rock you just for the story.
I agree. I would love to see you in Tekken.
Brennan need to get rocked. But also,
I
lay your ass out, Brennan. We didn't have beef before the show, which we will discuss later. I'm also a writer and editor for The Gamer, which is a gaming online magazine. I also am a cosplayer, so I cosplay professionally. I do stand-up comedy. I do regular comedy. I also rap, so I have my second mixtape is coming out in a couple of months.
You do hair?
I do hair sometimes. I do my own hair. Stay on my story, Brennan. I do my own hair because...
And I do hers.
So I do sometimes. And I do something else.
That was a joke, and you actually said, yeah.
But just, I did this, but now...
Black women do it.
You know, we got to do all of it. I act and stuff. I have some short films that are coming out soon that I was in. I'll be trying to make sure I say everything.
Nice. Okay. So are you going to cosplay this year for Comic-Con? San Diego Comic-Con?
Okay, so... You know, it's so hard to get in there. So I'm going to try to. Yeah. I'm going to BlurCon this week, actually, which is in Virginia.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, you're not going?
Nah. I didn't even know that.
Why you ain't tip? Message me. We'll talk. I'll get you. Okay. So we can handle that. But yeah, it's an all black con, and it's like the second or third year. It got canceled last year. So it's primarily for black people, and I'm super hyped about it.
I want to pull up on that.
Yeah. Come on. It's in D.C.
Wait, when is it?
It's this Friday.
This weekend.
Oh,
all right, well, it's messed up because I'm actually going to be working in D.C. like in 2 weeks.
Ah.
Well.
Just come on.
I wish it was that simple.
Okay, so I mean, we gotta stay linked up then for.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we got so many mutual friends anyway. We gotta stay linked up for at least for next year then.
Oh yeah, definitely. Sure. And some other cons that I'm gonna be going to, so like I'll hit y'all up because they always looking for podcasts and stuff too. Look at us networking online.
Very cool. Yeah, it's happening. I'm here for it. This is the show.
So are you still gonna be cool with us if I smoke you in Tekken?
Bro, I'm gonna whoop your ass. We'll be friends. That's on you.
Okay.
Like Tekken, Mortal Kombat, any fighting game, Marvel versus Capcom. Let's
go. Now that's Keenan's game.
Keenan,
that's
my I'll game. Whoop your ass, please.
We actually got that game in there.
Let's
we
go.
Can
wait, can you
the
play
show.
on the arcade sticks or
I
the joysticks?
I love those, but I'm not great.
That's how I am, too. I can't play on the arcade sticks, but you give
I'm an arcade
you,
person. Yeah.
I want to.
He can handle you on the arcade sticks, I'll tell you right now.
He can't get these real hands, though.
That's what I say, but he refused. It
wow.
hasn't happened yet.
My ass.
But can you whoop my ass?
No. So, yes, I do a plethora of things, but anime and all of, like,
I really want you to win. I do.
Shut up,
man. it just hasn't happened.
So, I mean, like we said, we had Q on here before. Let's get into some of the anime. What got you into anime, Q?
Actually, I'm probably the oldest person on this goddamn show. I've been watching anime since, what was my gateway? I think it was, Sailor Moon, but ooh. Like hardcore was, what's that damn shit? Not Ninja Scroll. I saw it on MTV.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a show called Liquid Television, and they showed the little snippets and stuff. And I saw the scene where they were fighting in the bamboo. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, I got to find this whole piece of shit. And I found it at Blockbuster Music, and I mean, Blockbuster Video, and it was over. And I've been in the anime game ever since.
Okay.
Very nice. Yeah, classic.
That is a class. We reviewed that on here and got shitted on, didn't we?
Yeah, well, people thought, because we posted on, like, Ninja Scrolls, the movie, and people thought that it was a post of Ninja Scroll, the movie, and not a review of the movie.
And they gave us mad thumbs.
They were just
down
like, where's
that?
The movie? It's just a bunch of people talking about it.
Y'all
it was like,
that. All right,
we retitled it. Yeah, okay. We did retitle it, but I mean, the damage has been done.
Yeah, it's been done.
That's still funny, though.
So, people, like, if you're listening, do your work. Go out there. Tip the scales back in the other direction. We're on the up and up now.
All right, Roxy, what got you into anime? What was the anime that got you into?
So my first, the anime that I watched religiously was, I think, and that's for, like, most nerds my age, is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Because it's come on Toonami.
Right.
And I just love the fight scenes and stuff like that. The story, of course, is not the best. We know that.
Yeah.
But, like, Goku
is the best father.
Yo, like, people be playing. Goku is a good, like, he trained his sons to be able to fight in the world that they live in.
He trained one of his sons.
We
stop
did a
it.
Worst
don't,
fathers episode. Was Goku your choice for worst
dad?
Wait,
I was completely
Brennan,
joking.
Bro, this is your second time in like 30 minutes. I feel like you got
to... We have some unresolved issues.
We do. I have a fucking Goku tattoo on my thigh.
Yeah, but he's a terrible father.
I don't... Well, he's sexy, so I don't care. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Dude ripped. I don't know.
No, I mean, for the record, that's a really solid argument.
If we're getting into it, he didn't even want them fucking kids. Chi-Chi was... That man didn't know what sex was. She, that's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah, he's not a great father. He didn't know. It's not molestation,
are,
but low-key.
This is, like, the worst way that we can get into, like, today's episode.
I know. Oh, you're right. I'm
like,
so sorry.
This is, like, good point. No, I'm just saying for you. Yeah. For your arguments moving forward, you are not helping your arguments right now. Let me defend Goku as a man and a father? All right, cool. Now let's talk about some harassment, guys.
I mean, low-key, though, but
you're
yeah.
Like, Chi-Chi's actually the reason. She should be blamed.
She should. He didn't know, but other than that,
mind
of course,
a child.
You
know,
thank you. But Inuyasha, nice. All of the Toonami.
Mind of
well,
a
that's what we're gonna get into next. What animes are you guys into now? So let me go to Q, and we'll get back to this
ooh,
beat.
Brandon.
But Q, what are you watching right now? What are you into right now?
Oh man, okay. This is my argument about new anime. It's so much coming out, and once I get overwhelmed, and that's why I've been going back to the old shit.
Best problem ever, though.
But,
yeah.
What have I been watching? Jujutsu Kaisen? I like Mars Red. Yeah, I like that too. But Mars Red is pretty good.
Mars Red. What is that on? Is that on Netflix? Is it on?
That's on Funimation.
Funimation?
That's Rob's favorite platform.
Hey, man, I saw somebody else point out today on Twitter they were having some Funimation problems where they were just, like, already asking for, like, hey, how was your customer service experience? Like, well, I sent in a thing, and then nobody ever responded, so that's how it's going. And
I'm
going to
fuck around and go knock on their door, because they, like, they are Farmers Branch. They, like, 20 minutes away from me.
Oh, yeah, like, so you just show up.
That is stalling.
Yeah, we buried the hatchet, me and Funimation, but no, I've had some bad experiences with them.
Yeesh.
Yeah,
So what you into right now, right? What you watching on?
Ooh, I got a list. So first, I forgot to do this. Shout out to, I'm actually working with Sentai Filmworks. They are the anime company in Houston. They do, you know, they do Food Wars and stuff like that. So like, okay, Food Wars.
Go. I've heard of Food Wars, yeah.
Food Wars. Yeah. That's like amazing. Chopped. Yeah, it's like Chopped in hentai. It's a great anime. Yeah. It's so fun. Brennan, why are you
I didn't say nothing.
But we
don't
just
get down with anime titties.
Yo,
I'm not. It doesn't do anything for me. Anime does titties, nothing for me sexually. Hentai anime has never done anything.
I love
you, adult. She said, "I got anime titties."
Yeah, this is anime titties. Non-sex, thank you. Non-sexually.
Can I switch seats for that one?
No, Brennan, look stuck at my titties. So
this is not a great setup for today's topic.
Oh my
at
God.
All.
I'm sorry. I'm also
his bald head is blushing.
But we bonded on Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yes.
That is such it's an amazing
top
anime.
Top tier
fire.
So the story, the character development,
everything.
They fuck with you even like when they were changing like the anime opens.
Yeah.
Like it's little stuff I didn't even notice at first.
I love
it's
that
the song.
Shit.
The song is dope.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear how they took the song?
Oh,
off
that
of,
soundtrack fire too.
Yeah. They took the song, the ending song, off of all streaming platforms because the dude that played the drums got arrested for like
you
fraud?
Can find a version of
for
it
for fraud
yeah
you can find a version of it that's been re-recorded by like a similar artist.
Wow.
Yep, that's
wow
the only way to play it.
Because I had it on a playlist and then
me
I was
too
listening to it and then it was gone. I'm like, where did the song go?
Yep, because of the dude.
Wow. You about this life, bro.
Yeah, I love the songs that they put in there.
That's
Killer
Cameron.
The
yeah,
credits music
Killer Cameron.
I get more respect for Cameron every day.
Yeah. So what is this Inuyasha thing, man?
Okay, so Brenda pissing me off. Right before we started, Brennan was
is
talking
this a roller
shit.
Coaster or is it just me?
No, yeah.
Look at my titties. Yo, God, you're pissing me off. Fight me.
This is how I live, Brennan. You want to
like,
be my friend?
Like Jujutsu Kaisen. We're great. We bonded. Like, all right, go on.
Brennan, do you want to be cool or not? Because this is what this friendship will be like.
I don't know what's
like
happening.
Then you won't. Ever.
Help.
No.
I'm blinking twice.
This is how this goes. So Inuyasha, before we started, Brennan was talking shit about Inuyasha. My home screen is Inuyasha as well as my fucking... This screen is Inuyasha on here. I just started rewatching it, and
it's worse than you thought.
No, okay, it's better. Like it it's really slow. Like it's super slow.
The slowest moving anime,
but
with no real fights.
That's not true.
They're all
a lot,
trash.
No, that's not true. There are a lot of fights.
Have you ever watched any of the movies?
That's what I'm saying. The movies are really good. The characters. I like love stories. So like, the whole reason I really like it is watching Inuyasha and Kagome fall in love.
I'm not. The thing is, I am an Inuyasha hater. For me, I'm like, I don't like it. It's not for me. This show was made, obviously. This show was like, they were like, our demographic is young women on this show. And so I'm not a young woman. I never have been. And so for me, I'm like, I just can't get into the show. That's
and
all I'm saying.
Fine, but
that's
you said it was bad.
To
you
me.
Didn't say,
to me. In
add
my opinion,
to me.
It's bad.
You better add the to me. All I'm saying is Inuyasha is sexy as is his brother. And if I could have a sandwich.
He's the only character in that show that's dope. His brother is dope.
Summer, he is the best character.
He is, without question,
if we're going to agree on anything, he's the best character.
His brother is
on
the
there.
Shit. But other than that, the show is trash.
She said she's getting a whole Inuyasha back tattoo.
Yeah, I'm getting a whole tattoo.
On the back.
Why don't you get one on the front, too, so you can just be the sandwich like you said.
Ooh. Come on, there we go.
I don't know if you meant that to be a suggestion, but yeah. I mean, it works, yeah.
Like, literally, I'm like, I'm now thinking.
I realize that both the jokes don't work something. With her. Like, she's just like, yeah, and.
I'm like, oh,
this is improv now. I didn't know.
Yeah. Yes, and.
Yeah.
So, yes.
All right, so what we're here to do today is...
We're going to talk about... We're going to get into factual actuals about...
Yes, we're talking about... We're here to talk about, we're structuring a conversation around Castlevania, the first season, which technically is the first four episodes. So I'm just going to talk through some factual actuals. There's a lot of depth to this, so I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as I can. But it's a lot. It's a gothic horror action adventure video game is how it started in 1986. It was originally released on a system called Nintendo Family Computer Disk System. Has anyone ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you know about that, Kenan?
Say that again.
Nintendo Family Computer Disk System.
Oh, no, I actually don't know about that.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's not NES.
Yeah.
It is the precursor to NES that only actually came out in Japan.
Gotcha.
And the biggest difference between this is obviously they just had better microchips and better game cartridges that came with the NES. Mm-hmm. And the big issue with it was that you couldn't actually, and this is just because I nerded out on it after, I went into a lot of rabbit holes on this because there's a lot of things.
Hey, fair.
But the Nintendo Family Computer Disk System couldn't allow you to save games in any way, shape, or form. So games like Metroid and The Legend of Zelda were not possible on that system. Yeah. So when the NES came out, like the first versions of the NES came, I mean, the first versions of those games came out on this system, but I had to have a peripheral system to be able to read the cartridges separately.
Wow.
And then when they released it here, then they actually put it all together and called it the NES. Got it. So originally this show was made by Konami, which if you watch anime or play video games, you know they do all the things. Mm-hmm. They're a Japanese entertainment video game and gambling. Did you know they do a lot of gambling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a lot of casinos. They have. Mm-hmm. They probably make more money from the casinos than anything else they do.
Really? That makes sense.
They have casinos all over the world. It's not like, hey, we have a couple casinos in Japan. Like, no, they have a casino conglomerate.
And it's named that too?
Or Konami, just... Konami.
It's a game they have too with the gambling. I can't remember what it was called though.
I didn't find that. I don't remember. But I like that you're over here just like, yeah, he's talking. He knows what he's talking about. Yeah. But yeah, they did like trading card games, anime, Tokusatsu, which I didn't know what that was. Like, they actually make slot machines, like all kind of stuff. What else do we have? There's so much. A lot of games that we know. They like video games that are super famous that they made are like Metal Gear, Castlevania, obviously, Contra, Frogger, Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, Pro Evolution Soccer. And like Dance Dance Revolution, Beatmania.
Wow, that one was huge.
Yeah, Bomberman.
I love Dance.
You know, Adventure Island. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Bloody Roar, Star Soldier. Like all these games are like super classic that have long-running tenure. Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious. After I'm saying all those games, they're number 19 when it comes to game companies in the world by revenue, which is like, damn. EA out here killing shit.
Oh yeah.
Are they Activision out here is like, so, you know, run your
microtransactions.
Right. That makes sense.
So this game came out in 1986, and the most recent version of it actually came out in 2019. It's called Castlevania Grimoire of Souls. So that's the video game.
Right.
Video game's been out since before I was born.
Yes.
Since before some of us on this podcast were born.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Shady. That was Shady. Like,
that,
you,
was
Shady.
That was for Keenan, too,
okay.
I think.
Shady.
What year were you born?
85.
See? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He was here. It wasn't just UQ.
Okay.
Don't worry.
She's noted.
Like,
how do I handle my
I don't know. I wasn't even shooting shots at you. That wasn't for you. That was mostly for Keenan. And they also sold 20 million units, which puts them in a really Castlevania, which puts them in a very elite company because most games don't sell that many units.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's like top 100 or 150 games ever. So this show, Castlevania, is an American anime-influenced adult animated streaming television show that was produced by Netflix by a company called Frederator Studios. Mm. Now, Frederator Studios isn't someone who I've heard of before, but I'm really mad at myself for that because Frederator Studios...
You haven't heard of Frederator?
Frederator! No, I didn't. So Robot Chicken, Oh Yeah Cartoons, Fairly Odd Parents, Life is a Teenage Robot, Fanboy and Chum Chum, you know, like, it just goes on and on. They do a lot of, they've done a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing that, for me, fell into the what this show is kind of like. This is like the most adulty show I've ever seen
them
do.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, nothing else even comes close to it, as far as I know. Like, some of these shows I didn't know of. It was actually originally produced as a film, and it was developed by a producer guy whose name is Kevin Cold and his company Project 51, which we've heard of before.
Okay.
Cold had a contract for the script with the writer, a writer guy named Warren Ellis. In 2007, the project entered development hell in about 2015, which we all know what that is. Development hell means that it just never gets made and keeps getting rewritten and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. A person named Adi Shankar boarded the project and it wasn't picked up by streaming service and it was picked up by Netflix. Powerhouse Animation Studios joined the team and production started to happen. The production team included members of the staff who worked in the Japanese anime industry. Now, this is a whole other episode. Is that like, look, does this count as anime? It was made by anime developers. There's anime people who make anime who worked on it, but also a mix of Americans.
Yeah.
Does it go into that? Mm. That's a whole different episode that we've had. I'm not going to go into it. Yeah. I'm going to withhold my opinion on that.
Because it was originally animated and recorded in English, correct?
Correct.
Right. Mm.
So the series was originally planned, like I said, as a film. So the series premiered on Netflix on July 7th, 2017. And the same day was renewed for the second season of 8 episodes. That was hilarious.
Wow. I didn't know it was going to go that fast.
She just dropped in her chair so hard. And then did the flat face. Like, okay, cool.
I didn't think anyone would notice.
A 10-episode third season was greenlit by Netflix and released on March 5th, 2020. And the series ended with the release of its fourth season on May 13th, 2021. And there's actually a new series or a spinoff that's in the works that will actually focus on Richter Belmont, who is one of my favorite characters to play with in Super Smash Brothers, who, if you play me against my Richter, you will probably hate me afterwards, as many people can attest to.
Yeah, it sucks.
Richter is a descendant of Trevor and Sypha, which I probably said her name wrong. And it's also going to be featuring a person named Maria Renard during the French Revolution is when it's based.
Gotcha.
The series has had a lot of critical and commercial success. It is extremely, like, it has gotten a lot of stuff. So that for me is how I tried to, like, summarize the factual actuals.
Right.
There is one aspect of this that I'm going to just go ahead and do it. You want me to do it now?
Go for it.
Yeah. So it's Warren, right?
Warren Ellis.
So
yes, sir.
A big part of our episode, today is going to be dedicated to the discussion around a man named Warren Ellis, because he's a very controversial figure. He's also the person who wrote and created this show.
Yeah.
And so he has had a lot of, you know what, Rob, you tell me what happens here.
Well, yeah, I can kind of get into it. This guy has been, a famed comic book writer for a long time. I had read some of his stuff with Transmetropolitan. He also wrote the comic book series that Red, which ended up becoming movie series with Bruce Willis. And he's written a lot of stuff, very famous. Recently, though, it came out that many women have accused him of sexual misconduct and grooming young women, mostly his fans, women that work for him, and basically accused him that over a span of 20 years, he was messaging other fans, mostly younger fans around like the 19 to 20-ish age range, and starting off with friendships and then quickly moving it into sexual nature and sexual territory, and then, you know, sometimes promising career furtherance with that, sometimes promising, oh, I can help you with this idea. Sometimes just like, oh, hey, you're a fan of me. Like, you just be your friend and hang out and we can have this relationship. Oh, by the way, why don't you like send me some nudes? And if there was any sort of, if they didn't want to do that, they would be cut off. And, some of these women thought that they were having long-term relationships with this guy, not knowing that he had literally a harem of other women that he was engaging with.
So ugly.
To the point where, these women, once they found out, said that it was impossible for them to have given informed consent to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them came out and formed this website called SoManyOfUs.com. They had hundreds of women, at least 100 women, reach out and say that they had been a victim of his actions. 60 of those women then went on and published a public statement. 33 of those women then shared messages, like screenshots of emails, text messages, pictures that, he had sent, they had sent, to show evidence of this guy, honestly, just kind of running the gamut and manipulating these people into sharing their stuff. Female presenting fans of his that, he just wanted to get what he could and then basically threw them away when he was done with them and whenever they didn't want to, play that game with him anymore. And sometimes, at the expense of their livelihood and their career, because he had set them up, then all of a sudden they didn't have that person. They had no leg to stand on. So they released a statement, which obviously had a very strong reaction. But as part of their statement, they mentioned their goal is not to cancel him. Their goal is not to cancel Warren Ellis. Many of them have said that his work still means a lot to them. They're like, some of us are burning his books. Some of us are keeping his books, and we're not going to let this guy's stuff, he's not going to rob what that meant from me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, we don't want this guy to be canceled. We're not asking for him to be punished. What we're looking for is to show that this is out there, that this is happening, and show that this is a problem. And we want to engage with him in a conversation. And they've even said, if he ever wants to reach out, we'd be interested in mediating a conversation or in having a mediated conversation with this guy. And there has been quite a backlash. Like I mentioned, he's a comic book writer. He had a title coming out in this year, actually, with Image Comics, which they pulled. They, after the reaction from the fans, they were outraged that they would still be publishing his work. They pulled it. This website, again, SoManyOfUs.com, said, hey, again, we're not trying to get this guy canceled. We want to have an open conversation. And following that, they actually did get a message from Warren Ellis saying, listen, I'm interested in a mediated conversation. What are the next steps? And that's where I know things are right now. So there is some sort of dialogue being engaged between these women that have been victimized by this man and this man himself. And that's kind of where we are today.
All right, let's open the floor to discussion.
Well put, by the way, Rob.
Yeah, thanks. Very well put. Very heavy. We end up watching the show. Some of us watched the show beforehand. Some of us watched the show after finding out. But we had recommended the show to each other to review, and then we got news. We're just like, oh shit, this is crazy. Keep reviewing. So would you still recommend? And after knowing what you know, would you still recommend this show to anybody that hasn't seen it yet? Let's start with Q first.
It's kind of a on the fence kind of thing, because I know even with the R. Kelly thing, people are like, well, you got to separate the art from the artist. And it's so hard to do that once you know all of the traumatic tales, because while you're watching this or listening to this or XYZ, you're thinking about the person that created it. Like, it's some good shit, but they so fucking dumpster juice human. Goddamn, I can't even enjoy it sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. Roxy, how do you...
Well, first nasty stuff aside, I wouldn't have, like, I don't watch horror. Like, this isn't, like, my genre that I indulge in.
Okay.
So, like, I've seen the first two episodes before because I was messing with this dude that was watching it, but that's neither here nor there. So, like, this isn't a show that I would just watch anyway.
Yeah.
So not something I necessarily recommend. And it's just so hard to separate the art from the artist because, like you said, like, when you're watching, it's just like, you know... But then, like, the allegations of what he's done, we've become so desensitized as well. Because, like, you know, I was reading some stuff, and, like, abuse is now on a spectrum. You know what I mean? So it's right. Like, well, he didn't do the worst thing he could possibly do.
Yeah.
But it's still just like, no, what he did was fucked up. Like, he ruined people's careers. Like, he could, you know what I mean? Like, he abused his power. And as a woman in the entertainment industry, right. It's hard for me to act like that's cool. But it is a very well-written show. So it's like... you know what I mean? Like, and just to throw this out here, he's very unattractive. I said it a little bit. And it's just, like, it's just funny whenever, like, I hear stuff, I'm like, I know he's ugly. Like, I know he's not conventionally attractive. And so it's just funny when you, like, are in, because I also forgot I write comic books. I actually had one. Let me just plug this real quick. It just came out. It was all black writers and artists. It's called Noir is the New Black. Let me throw that out there. Cool. But so, like, but I'm in, like, you know, I'm starting to get more into that world, and I'm just seeing, like, I'm trying to say this in the best possible way. It's a lot of very conventionally unattractive people that are that have been, like, they're socially awkward, they're not used to getting attention, and now they're thrust into this world where, like, now they're getting attention, now they're getting women that are sexually interested in them that never would have been. Like, if, like, let's be real, if that dude never wrote that stuff, those women would not be attracted to him. You know what I mean? Like, he's ugly. Like, I'm trying.
There's,
like,
no filter in there. You're just,
no, I don't know. That's why I was like, how deep are you getting? He's very ugly. So it's just like, it's that dynamic too. Like, it's the power. It's the, like, you feeling like you're important. You feeling like you're wanted. And at, you know, basis of our human, we all want to be desired. So it's that weird thing too. It's like, I get how that could corrupt somebody.
Yeah.
But it's also like, bro, you... stop, like, you know, like, you're fucking up people's, like, 20 years
is a long time.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying, for, like, you never learned in these two decades, like, this isn't cool.
Yeah,
you know, no, what I'm saying?
That's always I think... had to be at the core of them. That was a part of them.
Yeah, you were always this nasty person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was just it was nurtured with the power.
I think he did learn. He learned that this works. That's what he learned.
Yeah. Like,
this approach.
Like all criminals,
this approach. But it's, so you said, like, all criminals, but, like, I mean, just to play devil's advocate, he didn't break any laws.
That's why
technically he's not a criminal.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying technically that's an incorrect statement because he's not a criminal. He didn't break no laws.
That's true.
He didn't do anything manipulating against, and
he's an asshole, horrible human being, but that doesn't make you a criminal.
Yeah, I wasn't calling him a criminal. I'm saying same as criminals. They continue to commit crimes.
Once they know it works.
I haven't got caught yet.
Yeah. And it just sucks because then it's like, those women, where do they go? You know what I mean? Like, what happens? Like you said, like, some of them can't do the things that he promised. Like, they thought they were going to be able to do stuff. And we're all creators. We know how it feels. Like, when you think you're going to get an opportunity and for it to just plummet, and then the fact that it plummeted because you didn't want to have sex with somebody.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, like that.
And so, some of the cases, it was like, some people even, they said he was even dating seriously. They actually had a relationship, and then after they kind of, like, broke it off, kind of just like, well,
fuck you.
So am I getting this opportunity still? Why would I do that?
Yeah,
this is over. And that's where
trash.
It's like, we were talking earlier about it. It was just like, he's a fuckboy. Like,
definitely.
Like, he is a grade A fuckboy in the way he went about a lot of this stuff. But Brennan, like, I guess, to pose you to the question, would you, in watching this,
I've seen the first three seasons.
First three seasons?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is all beforehand.
Yeah, I've seen it. I saw it all before I knew any of that.
Right. Would you, you showing this picture right now?
Yeah, he's just so ugly.
She's like, he's hideous.
But yes, go ahead.
Would you recommend this show now knowing what you know?
Yes. Yes, I would. Mostly from an artistic standpoint of, like, just, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It's some of the best animation I've seen in anything. When you get into season like three, like the end of season two and season three, it's some of the best animation I've seen in anything. Some of my favorite, most relatable characters in Trevor Belmont and whatever the way that, I watched it a long time ago, so I remember the lady's name.
Magical lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cool. Dope.
No, she's probably my favorite character.
She's actually pretty
dope.
He said something
with Cypher.
Yeah, they don't say names very
something
much.
Something weird
show,
to say.
Randomly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, for me, I was just like, it was a very enjoyable. Like, I watched this show on airplanes because you can download it on Netflix.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm like, if you're going to be traveling, this is it. Like, you're going to be glued to it. It's going to be a good time. And you're just, it's fun. And I got Cameron up on it, too. And
no, I got you up on it.
You got me on?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Cameron's the first person I knew that watched it, like, when it first, came out.
So that's,
when it first came out, he actually recommended that we
actually
review it.
I followed Addy, one of the original producers for it, before he even made Castlevania and heard that he was making it. I was like, oh, this could be dope because the other content he's made is dope.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's dope. And so for me, it's like I like to share dope experiences. I put a grain of salt on it. Just say, hey, just so you know.
This dude's a creep.
Yeah, the dude who made it. The dude who made it is like really creepy. Well, the thing that separates it from me, it's not like this is like, oh, man, do you like Roger Federer, the tennis player who plays by himself on that court? You know what I'm saying? This is a whole team of people that, you know, spend hundreds and thousands of hours together to make one piece of content. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just him. And so for me to say, like, all the rest of those people's work doesn't matter now because he's an asshole who technically didn't break any laws, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say he's a piece of shit. He probably deserves to get his ass beat, but I still recommend the show because it's fire. You know what I'm saying? So that for me,
run that fade, homie.
That's most of the time. That's all people need is an ass whooping, and I feel like we got to start going back to corporal punishment. Start sliding people.
That actually happened to me in like the UK. It's just like one of my friends was just like, "Yo, the problem with people here is that nobody punches anybody in the face anymore."
That's real.
And then immediately after he told me that, like a woman literally just like I had my seat and I was sitting there. I got up to go get something to drink and came back, and she moved my plate out of the way and just sat down, like on my stuff. And I was like, "Excuse me, ma'am." She's like, "What of it?" And I'm just like, oh, wow.
Not what of it.
I wish I was a woman right now.
No, should have rocked her. Should have rocked her shit.
No.
Well, you're a man. I'm sorry. No, I would have.
Brennan showed the correct restraint.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry. I'm so happy I'm a woman.
Like, I mean, it's a Texas thing.
Yo, like, oh, bitch, what of it? I'll rock you with the beans.
Anybody can get it.
Anybody can get it.
But I understand Brennan's stature, he probably wouldn't even hurt her. But it's understandable.
Damn.
This is rude.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Let me apologize right now. Let me apologize. Brennan was the only one that looked out for me before on this podcast.
See, that's why you shouldn't have did that.
I'm sorry.
I was like, we are similarly, sized human beings. We're like almost exactly the same size.
And he got a little bit more muscle too. If we're just being objective,
that's
looking at.
That's not true at all.
I'm physically seeing it.
That's not.
How much do you weigh, Ken?
175.
I'm a buck 80.
You buck 80. You, but I'm in shape.
Wow. Oh, I'm out of shape. I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, keep touching you.
He's teaching me things right now, so I'm horribly out of shape. I didn't know that.
Thank
you.
How about we
spar or go on a run and do something athletic?
Yeah, I know. This
is out of shape.
We can do that. I don't care.
I'm in.
Ooh, I'll beat all your asses though. Except Q, because you're delightful.
Understandable.
We literally just had a discussion about Brennan. All right, whatever. Literally said I was in incredible shape a few weeks ago, and then all of a sudden
I said
you're
looking good because you used to not look good. So
God,
it's just like it's a comparison thing. I was trying to give a Negro a compliment.
Yo,
this is what the fuck happened. I'm like, yo, you look good. Yeah, Brennan, you out of shape. You ain't shit. You can't handle me. He's way less stature than me.
I didn't say that.
Less stature. You said I'm out of shape. Yes, you did.
You literally just said that on tape.
Shut the fuck up. Keep the podcast going.
Safely out of Brennan's crosshairs at this point.
Oh my God.
Like, why did you come for me?
When somebody gets that defensive.
You can come get it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my
God. That sounds like.
I always feel like I'm at a funeral.
That sounds like.
People talk for you at funerals.
Yo.
He was hurt.
I was hurt.
You should apologize.
I was 100% hurt.
And I immediately apologized.
And
you
I
didn't
still,
make him
you
in
still,
the
and you still went in.
No, you apologized. No, you apologized and then said I didn't say those things that you literally just said.
Yeah,
no. What
him.
I said is that I didn't say I will beat you up or nothing like that. You said you had extras on.
You
10.
Said Brennan, someone of Brennan's stature
wouldn't have hurt her.
His ass whoop.
No. I didn't say that. I said wouldn't have hurt her.
So you could have said someone of mine and Brennan's stature wouldn't have hurt her.
That's also correct.
Because we are the same, Keenan.
I agree.
We are barely out of all the people on this podcast. Who are the closest sized human beings?
That's also
all I will say is
that's true.
And we're gonna get back to the topic at hand.
Nah, you did it.
It's true.
At the end of the day, you could be 190. You could weigh more than me. It doesn't matter how much you weigh. I'm just saying I am better put together.
Keenan.
Wow.
I feel as though there's a different way to word that.
Maybe. But Brennan also said this. Brennan also said this before. He sat there and tried to say to me, oh, I can out push up you, I can out ab roll you. And we God had this contest Brennan. Before when we was in
I'm very Mexico. Competitive.
I see.
And what happened there?
No, you won. I'll give you that.
Next question.
I would also.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
Let me answer.
No, for a second. How does that have to do?
We're off topic.
You're like,
Brennan, we're off topic.
So I just got to take another shot and just sit here?
Yes.
Fuck you, Ken.
You just took mad shots at me. I just ate it.
I just said, I just rebutted what you said. And then you showed another shot and I just got to sit here and take it?
Yes. I didn't. It wasn't a shot. It was the truth, right?
Just what like I said those, was the truth.
Just like right? those women I had know. To take it. See how I brought oh it back. My God.
Transition.
Yeah.
Transition.
Boom.
Okay. So, I'll say this. I watched the show.
Brennan's like, that phone call's coming in all of a sudden.
I am completely done with this podcast.
Brennan
right
said,
now.
Fuck y'all. When I get this
I'm
bread, it's
done.
Over.
I'm
just
done.
Like I said, just know that Brennan's my
when
brother,
I
man.
Sell
I love
this
Brennan.
Show.
Brennan knows I love him, man.
Like, man, like, it was a party on Brennan's yacht. Like, damn, I didn't hear about that. I bet you didn't, Keenan. I bet you didn't. That's crazy.
Brennan's my bro, man.
I'll invite you, Keenan. I'll invite you.
Thank you, Cam.
Cam's plus one.
I love it here.
I appreciate it. Brennan's my brother. I'm just messing with him. But as for me,
oh my God,
I didn't. This first time I ever watched the show was like we were gonna watch it like that week or whatever, and then Rob hit us with the news, and I was like, oh shit! So now I went into it with the eyes of after now, like knowing what this guy's done,
mm-hmm.
and what we kind of talked about too was like, is the writing. Now, where he's coming from writing-wise, was it put in there because that's who the fuck he is?
Yep, I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. I feel like a lot of creepy people write creepy stuff because you're writing what you know. So, yeah.
Rob,
creep.
We definitely talked about that. And I feel like, and it was like Keenan said, the similar situation. I had just seen his name in the news recently, and his name stuck in my mind because I was like, oh, I've read this guy's stuff before. That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Guess I'm never going to finish that kind of thing. And we sat down to watch the show, and literally across the credits comes created by, written by, and I hit pause and texted the group like, hey, we should know about this.
Mm-hmm.
We had a discussion at that point about, you know, whether we'd still do the show. We decided to do it, but like Keenan, I kind of went into it with that in mind. And I mean, even at the very premise of the show, of this, basically the opening scene of this young woman coming to this castle looking for knowledge.
Oh, God, sorry.
And a much older man with this forbidden knowledge decides to teach it to her. And her payment is eventually that she marries him and becomes the wife.
Yeah.
And so that sticks out to me. And so I don't think the show is bad. But is it good enough after four episodes for me to continue watching it, knowing what I know? It's not. For me. Mm-hmm. And if I were in Cameron or Brennan's shoes, and this was something I'd invested a lot of time in, and I mean, that's a fair point, Brennan, that a lot of people worked on the show. And that's something that these women have brought up too, that they don't want to punish the other people that have worked on this. Letterers, artists have put a lot of time, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into these works that are, you know, that he's not involved with. But for me, there were several times watching the show where I couldn't. You know, the suspension of disbelief was broke. It was broken. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, I feel like I can see this guy sitting in front of his computer typing out these words. And I couldn't enjoy the show because of that. Now, that's my personal take from it. So would I still recommend this show, even after what was I thought was, if I'm being just objective, a pretty good first four episodes? Mm-hmm. I would say no. It's a no for me. There's so much other content out there that I could be watching. It sounds like they're coming out with another series that I've read Netflix is like, after this fourth season, this guy's not involved with the show anymore. He's not involved with the spinoff.
Yeah.
I'll catch that one. Because Castlevania predates this guy's involvement. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than him. And if there's another Castlevania project, I'll check it out. But this particular series, it's a no for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with Rob in a sense of, when I watched, I was kind of like, man, you know, it's cool. But then I from Cam and Brennan, they're both like, nah, man, season two is where it goes off. Season three
honestly,
is like.
Honestly, for me, it didn't get good until after the first season. Like, after those first four episodes, I was kind of like, man, this is okay. I'll try the second season.
Same thing.
And
we
then
talked
I was like,
about
oh,
that.
This is great.
Me and Cameron talked about that. Like, at first, I was like, I'm.
The first four was
like,
okay. Like, it ended
like,
weird.
The first four episodes, I was like, I think I like these characters. That's kind of how I felt today. I was like, I like the way that they're real. That's what I like. It's like, you know, fuck this shit. You know, like, that's kind of their vibe, like, throughout the whole thing. I'm like, you don't see characters who feel like modern day characters in like weird mythical places like this very often.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I liked about it.
So let me ask let me ask all you guys kind of a controversial question then, in the sense of like, I guess controversial, but like, if it was an anime that you love, for like, for instance, his anime is Demon Slayer. I would say probably mine is too.
I love Demon Slayer.
If it's anime that you're like, that's your biggest thing. I know so these, Cam and Robert Star Wars guys. I know Q. You said what's your favorite like right now? Like Jujutsu Kaisen or Demon Slayer 2?
Yeah, Mars Red. Yeah,
Mars
yeah.
Red. If mm-hmm. if you, it came out that the writer had something either similar or something went through something, would you be able to still be like, after investing that first season or so, would you be able to be like, damn? And the movie, if it's Demon Slayer, right?
Oh,
we watched
God,
the first season and the movie. Would you be able to continue? Because I'm saying it's like. I know let me ask you this. Like, the R. Kelly thing got brought up before. When R. Kelly got brought up, I remember when this stuff happened, when the tape first dropped, a lot of people still listened to the music until the documentary came out. Mm-hmm. When the documentary came out, people were like, all right, motherfucker, now we got the whole gist of this shit, you're done.
Yeah.
But he put out mad albums, Step in the Name of Love, was still supported by damn near everybody black.
Mm-hmm.
It was at every wedding, and they still supported it. Can you still support something like your favorite anime, the writer, pretty much, or even did something legal technically. Technically, this is not illegal, but you still support it.
I'm sorry, I keep being like, yes, yes. I just keep making noises. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can go ahead, Roxy.
I mean, I was making noises because I'm not sure. Right. I mean, with the R. Kelly thing, I just would like to point out most of the people that were still supporting R. Kelly were older black people.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was older black people
That's
that
true.
Have been,
That's
like,
true.
They're like, we love him. For 30 years, and he's doing it.
But you gotta be in the sense of R. Kelly. That's,
yeah, well,
that's,
I just wanted to point that out. Like, it ain't all of the youth.
It was yeah, just you're like, don't put it on our age bracket. Like, that ain't our age bracket. That's y'all motherfuckers.
So, like, yeah, okay. I think it's the same thing, like I was saying, like, and it just sucks to say this because I don't want to seem like I'm putting abuse on a spectrum, but there are definitely things that are worse than other things.
Right.
So, like, R. Kelly. That was abuse. Like, you are physically abusing, you're pedophiling. That's not a word,
yeah,
but he was pedophiling.
It was multiple things.
Power, all of this
all
stuff, kidnapping.
Stuff. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm done with you completely. But if it's like, I'm trying to bring an example, like Aziz, I'm sorry, like that whole thing, like where it wasn't like, this is abuse, but this is weird. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie and say I don't still listen to his stuff because it was like, you were doing some weird shit. That was some weirdo, creepy stuff, but like, it was not unconsensual.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just weird
and
creepy. So I think it would just kind of be that thing, like, what was the thing that you did? And also, what was your reaction to the thing that you did? Because, like, in this guy's situation, I'm still not, like, taking away from what he did, but, like, the fact that he is willing to come talk to the women, address the situation, that's big compared, because a lot of people will just, like, act like they didn't do anything and act like, and they won't even speak on it. So I think all of that kind of factors into it, and also how much I love it. So, like, yeah, Demon Slayer, it would be like you know what I mean? Like, if it was something like this, I'm not gonna lie, I would still watch it. I wouldn't be posting about it like, yeah, watch Demon Slayer, but I would sneak and watch it because like it's still a good show. Like, it's, you know, it's this is such a difficult conversation.
It's tough.
It's so difficult.
Q.
At this point in entertainment, it's like throwing a rock in an ocean and trying not to get it wet.
Oh, yo,
I'm just like, who isn't molesting somebody? Who isn't grooming somebody? Because until they're found out, like Bill Cosby, it took decades before they figured out he was doing this, and we were loving his ass.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm like, it's just a part of the industry now. I don't know. And so you wouldn't be able to watch anything. You wouldn't be able to be entertained by anything if you would let this stop you from watching it. And like we were saying, there's a lot of contributors to shows. It's not just it's not that singular individual that created this all by themselves. Yeah, cancel that shit. If you did this by yourself, we're going to cut your ass off by yourself.
Get them out of here.
We don't
want
to, you know, all these people are just without jobs, ruining whole families because you was a fucking creeper. So, I mean, that's what I was saying. I would still recommend the show because the ratings are up. Those people get to keep working. Just scoop his ass to the side.
Yeah, you get to pull him up, and technically the show can still go on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just tough. I mean, that will lead into the another question in a second. But yeah, if it's like if it's on a level, like you said, it's kind of like weird. It's like abuse is like on a I guess you kind of have to put it on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if it's as deep as something like that R. Kelly did, it's just like, bro, like, when it came to the music, he started going that deep. It's like, bro, I can't even listen to the music because a lot of his music is for, you know, a certain time.
Yeah.
And when you're going to do something. So it's like, I can't even think about that when it's like, I feel like you wrote for those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, legit.
Yeah. I mean, because it's even like, you know, look at like a Woody Allen, you know, like Annie Hall was a great movie, but then you start looking at his other stuff and it's like every movie revolves around him dating a woman like 30 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Like bare minimum.
Yeah.
And so like, yeah, he made good movies, but again, it goes back to like, you can see like basically not necessarily, again, not crimes,
right,
but what he's accused of is in the artwork. And for me, it's hard to make that separation.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if it came down to like, God, that would suck. But if something came out about George Lucas and Star Wars, like, that would be just like awful.
Yeah.
Like, if I were Cam, I'd be wearing some longer sleeves covering up the tattoos.
Oh, yes.
But like, I can see where Q's coming from, where it's just like, I don't know that I could. Because especially something like Star Wars, there's so much of it that means something very deep to me.
Yeah.
And like, so I in some ways helps me address the ways I attack the problems in my life. Like, it's such a deep meaning for me that like, I don't think I'd be able to put it away completely.
Right.
I would stop fucking talking to people about it.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
But
we're on the same page.
I mean, it's just, but I don't know that I could put that away forever. You know?
Yeah. That's tough.
It's hard.
And what you said earlier, like, if they came back and, like you say, he's making an effort to talk to them and, like, have the discussion, right? Let's have this discussion and, I guess, even work on a situation to maybe become a better person. I'm not saying – I'm not sure if that conversation's even gotten that deep yet, but he's open to have that conversation. When you see if a creator has done that, could you be like, all right, since it wasn't technically illegal and he's willing to have a conversation, can I now look at it a little bit different? Or, like, if I can see that he's trying to make an effort to change – you know, and they're saying the women that are coming forward are saying, we don't want to cancel him. This is not what we're doing here. Do you follow their lead? Like, okay, even the woman that this happened to, they're not saying cancel them. Mm-hmm. So why would I cancel them? Do you think that's fair also?
It's all just, it's so hard. Because I'm also like a woman and like in it. And like, I just, even though they're saying it, like, it's still just that, like, it did affect you. You know what I mean? Like, even though you're cool with it, there are opportunities that you're legit not getting anymore because of this. So it's like I said before, like, because it wasn't terrible, I wasn't saying cancel him anyway. Mm. But, like, I'm not going to be looking for his work. It's kind of that. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way. Like, if I see it, cool. I'm not going to go out of my way. And, like, I wouldn't be promoting his stuff or anything like that. But I don't think he should be judged or punished, whatever social... What is it? Social jail? Social prison?
Yeah.
But compared to like a Cosby. Like Cosby definitely like, yo, let's throw some stones at him, point at him in the street. But like this is more so just like, bro, fuck you. Like, come on, man. Like, so it's all so weak. Like, it's just so sticky because it's also like, I don't want to make it seem like I'm like, you could treat women like shit and then there's no consequences. Like, there definitely needs to be consequences. But like, what should those consequences be?
I tell you,
yeah,
motherfucker. You need to treat his ass like a fucking gynecologist. Yeah, I don't need gynecologists, but he need to be a nurse in the room, nigga. You don't
there
need to
we,
talk to
yeah,
nobody
there we go.
Without
like,
supervision.
I agree with that. Like,
wait.
Put procedures in place.
I didn't know that. So
yeah, if it's a male gyno, there's always a female in there, and that needs to happen anyway. I think a lot of men
across the board,
especially white men in this industry, like, let's just be real, they get away with a lot of stuff. So like, there should not be a situation where he's able to do that.
Yeah.
Like, there should be systems put in place to where it's like, yo, you don't get to reach out to talent. You don't get to say these things to these women. You don't get to act like you're going to be able to give them that stuff. Like, you just write and shut up. Like, you don't get to don't talk to nobody.
A company slack. Yeah. You only talk to bitches in Slack.
In Slack, so we can see. Don't send no memes neither, bro. You type. No memes. No gifts.
Nothing.
You type words.
I know
only.
That motherfucking gift meme, right? You trying to be slick. You're gonna slide some shit through.
I think that would be the best solution. Like, yeah, you don't. Now your power's gone.
So you're saying in that particular instance for somebody like that, now that's what should be happening with them. In a sense, it's like, all right, they should pretty much have either like...
Yeah, some type of like censorship to who they're able to talk to and who they're able to
Now we're watching you, and if you do it again, we're done with you completely.
A pervert liaison.
I love it. PL.
New entertainment industry job, honestly.
But I honestly think they should have that just across the board. Like, there just needs to be more things put in place so that like this type of stuff... doesn't happen. Okay, like the Louis C.K. stuff. Like, I know. Like, he's been trying to come back, like,
a lot of that could have been avoided if there was somebody else. Like, somebody else needs to be in that green room.
Yeah.
Like, it just does not need to be these people here. There doesn't need to be situations where, like, it's that accessible for you to abuse your power. And also, I want to say this publicly, fuck him. Like, I know a lot of people are like, he didn't do. No, he did. Like, fuck him, and I'll fight you.
So let's talk about this then. Can and should you separate the art from the artist?
Sorry, I almost choked on water.
Cute. Because this is where I think this is where a weird line is going to be probably with a lot of people and a lot of hypocrisy, to be honest. I think a lot of times we'll say like, yeah, this person, and then all of a sudden it's like, but you support so and so. It's kind of like, well, fuck you. Like, that's
You know, it's I guess it's a case by case, which I feel horrible saying that. There was a particular artist on Instagram. I won't say his name because I just left it alone and I don't know what panned out with it. But it
was
came
he like
out
a drawing he, a drawing artist? Like, he,
yeah,
I think I know you're talking
he was
about
a visual artist.
Yeah.
So it came out. All these women said, you know, he was sending dick pics. And so I was down for his art. I loved it, and it was hilarious. And so when I heard that shit, I was like, nah, dude, you just a fucking pencil pusher. Literally, we draw pictures. You're not doing shit special. You're not curing cancer. And he was sending these women and shit unsolicited. I'm like, it's bitches out there like that stuff.
I never understand that. Like, that's the part that always makes me mad. Like, why don't you just give that to people that actually want it? And that goes back to, like, it's not, because it's not about the sexual gratification. It's about the power.
Like, exactly. Because I was going to say, it's whole communities for that. Like, you can live in your freakdom.
Yes.
But, you want to seek out the people that
go to Fet Life. Y'all perverts too.
So it's kind of hard. In that situation, it wasn't hard for me to separate. Like, I've been following you about 2 years, and the type of art you were doing, which was on the spectrum of what you were doing.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't have to pull straws. You fall in the vein of that. I'm gonna cut you loose.
But do you feel like you said, it is case by case? Because in some cases, you guys probably can't. You'd be like, but this is not necessarily. I can separate. Like, I know this is probably controversial. What you just said earlier about Cosby. Like, for me, I would still watch A Different World. A Different World is the reason why.
Really in it.
But I mean, he's the creator of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I went to a black college because of that. To me, Cosby, before I knew about all this, he's one of the greatest storytelling comedians of all time, in my personal opinion. As a storytelling comedian, I was going to his work to see, like, damn, how does this dude really paints one of the best pictures in the history of comedy? You can close your eyes and you're like in the room with him, like me and my brother Russell or whatever. And it's like, for me, it was like, shit, I was actually still able to, like, listen to that album. I was still able to watch The Cosby Show. I was still able to watch A Different World. But yeah, in some other cases, I was looking at Cosby. When I see him, it's kind of like, bruh, like, and I still can't look at him the same. It's not like I'm like, hey, you know, it's whatever.
Right.
But I was still able to look at some of his art.
Yeah.
Because he's created not just black classics. He's created, like, a lot of classics to where how we started to look at either black families or, like, a lot of us. Like I said, A Different World was the reason why I went to Alabama State. And, you know, if it wasn't for that show, I probably wouldn't even know about black colleges like that until I got older. So, I mean, I guess that's just one example of why I can, like, I feel like you said, it might be case by case.
It's different.
Because, like this particular guy, right, what's his name again?
Warren Ellis.
Warren. It's like, when Robin and I were talking, it's like, I don't got to watch this shit ever again.
Yeah, no. you didn't have a connection.
There's
with
no
it.
Connection, no. So it's easy. Like, even when people come to cancel, a lot of times they cancel stuff that they didn't really have a connection to.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But it's very difficult to cancel something that you, like you said, with Star Wars, something like that, or whatever the case may be. You have this connection with probably your whole life, and it might even help who you identify as. And then now this thing comes out, and it's kind of like, damn, can I separate that? Would any of you guys be able to separate? Is it like a maybe an artist that you can be like, but I still kind of listen to or watch?
I think like you said, it's case by case, because, like, once again, I'm in the nerd. Because so I've seen a lot of these cases, like, with people that I know.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've had to, like, disconnect from people I know because they've done things. Wow. So, like, for me, and that sucks. Like, that's, like it you know, I ain't going to go deep into it, but, like, it was one that happened, like, a year or two ago, and the dude, it came out that he was, like, almost molesting. Like, it's just so weird with language, so I'm trying to make sure I'm saying it right. Like, because he wasn't our wording, but he was like manipulating and doing this stuff and then also unsolicited dick pictures and stuff like that. And it's like, this was my friend. And so it's like, I had to cut that friend off because, like, I don't want to be associated personally with somebody doing that, but also, right, like, professionally, I don't want to be associated with somebody like that. So, like, mm-hmm, that's something I think about, too, is, like, if I'm out here, like, oh, Castlevania's great and it's great and it's great, now people are associating my brand with this abuser. So it's, like, right, yeah, it's not just me separating it just from the artist. It's, like, my brand is also part of, you know, what I'm watching, yeah, and stuff like that. So it's hard. And I think I just go back to what we said earlier. I'm just not going to tell. Like, if it's something like this where it's like he wasn't physically attacking somebody, wasn't physically doing anything, wasn't that,
yeah,
maybe I can still kind of enjoy it. But when it's anything sexual related, I'm cutting you. Like, I'm completely cutting you off, especially, like, the unsolicited dick pictures. Like, yeah, I'm not touching you with my dick, but I'm putting some, you know, like, I'm, yeah, making you uncomfortable sexual. And I think it also just associates with people's traumas, too. So that's why it's case by case.
For sure.
Because, absolutely, like, if, yeah, you've been manipulated multiple times and, like, that's your thing, yeah, like, this is going to impact you way more, yeah, than it would impact somebody like, you know, like us. Maybe that's, mm-hmm, not a thing that hurts us as much. So I think we're all going to eventually be hypocrites, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're all hypocrites.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was, I mean, you have a example, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely times where I have been able to separate the art from the artist, you know, mm-hmm, and somebody has been, you know, it's come out, like, that they've been bad to people in their life, but, like, sometimes you look at the work and it's just like, well, fuck, like, if whether, mm-hmm, it's been a part of my life for so long or the work is so good, mm-hmm, it can be very hard to throw that away. Like, even when I listen to, like, the Beatles, per se, but you go back and you're just like...
He said the N-word, yo. I was like, John Lennon, yo, come on, why?
I know, yeah, and it's like, but, like, he's written some really beautiful music, and it's so hard to, yeah, be like, well, am I going to throw all that away because of this mistake? And then you start justifying it, and, mm-hmm, it gets very difficult. And like you said, I think at some point, everybody's going to be a hypocrite.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's going to, mm-hmm, find something. There's going to – I don't feel like there's a way – I feel like for all of us, whether or not, like, there's a line we draw somewhere, somebody's going to be like, well, what about this person, yep, that you, yeah, still watch, mm-hmm, or you, mm-hmm, still listen to? And it's like,
you can never get away with it. Cause it's, no, like, it's like, it's not me condoning Cosby at all. I don't fuck, yeah, with that at all. But it's like, like I said, to me, like, a different world. And even the Cosby Show, like, I was just like, growing up, that show, there's so much nostalgia,
oh, yeah,
to, mm-hmm, that. But it's just like you said, it's like, but for him, I feel like, that shouldn't mean I condone or anybody condones anything. Yeah. It's, right, just like, like you said, it's such a hypocritical thing at times.
But you do know that you won't support this motherfucker getting back on the road like,
yeah,
he wanted,
like,
to.
You're not going to. Right. Yo, I'm not. If, yeah, you pay, yeah, for, yeah, that, it's over.
To his tour. Yeah. Right. That'd be totally different.
But
that's a lot.
But the thing about it is people are, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to want to hear, because even when this was going on, you got to remember, mm-hmm, Cosby was on the road still.
Yeah. He had a couple shows and made jokes about it.
And he was killing still in sense of, like, ticket sales. And people were picket signing, but inside, people were, you heard,
and
like,
they're laughing, yeah, turning, they're up.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, like you said, it's a slippery slope. It's like people want to say something, but it's just like, at the end of the day, all these people still have fans.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
damn,
yeah,
near every single party, mm-hmm, person that we talk about, they still have fans that will still support something that they're doing.
And they get more. Like, that's what's so fucked,
yeah,
up. Like,
sometimes
they get
they
more
sometimes
when they do the fucked up thing. And it's, yeah, like, what? So that's why, like, I don't want to say this, but, like, cancel culture is not necessarily real. You
know
what I mean?
It's
like,
it's an existential kind of thing, because you don't really, nothing really happens of it.
No.
Like, oh, right, everyone's mad at you on Twitter for a few weeks, and then
you
and
still
the people
get
that are
money
mad at you a lot of, I mean, times are not even your real fans.
They weren't, yeah, watching you, yeah, anyway. Yeah. And then people start giving you more.
And the people, as you said, the people who can cancel you, like, it's easy for me to say, like, cancel Harry Potter when I've not experienced it. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm, I don't need to experience, like, a J.K. Rowling's and controversial figure now. And, mm-hmm, it's,
yeah,
kind of like, well, you of course cancel it. Yeah. But I'm not someone who's as deeply into it, because I have friends who are like, mm-hmm, they live and die by it.
Yeah,
but,
no, that's a great example.
And it's like, it's a good piece of work, and it's a very, like...
I hate her so much, she just needs to, yeah, shut up.
Yeah,
like,
saying, are you Harry Potter fan?
I love Harry Potter. Like, I love Harry Potter. So, like, that's a perfect example. And now I'm getting mad again, because it's like, yo, shit, this is a huge thing. And it's,
yeah,
been, like, since I'm,
yeah,
a little kid, I've been in this, and you just,
right,
won't...
And they're good books.
They're
good pieces
so
of work.
They're so good. Yeah. But then, like, same thing, like, you're reading through, it's like... Oh,
so for you, just like,
up,
you just shut the fuck,
yo,
up.
Yo, just shut up.
You,
yeah, like,
just
no
have to
one,
stop talking.
Just stop talking.
Yeah.
No, yeah, one cares about your opinion. Just,
yeah,
stop talking.
And, like, I had a teacher, I think, Cam, you might have had the same guy, Robert Thompson at Syracuse,
yes, yeah,
but
yeah,
he had this thing where he talked about, like, when you look into, like, art, people analyzing art, like, so many times will be like, oh, this person's trying to say this with their art.
Mm-hmm.
And the artist will be like, I didn't put that in there. And he's like, honestly, sometimes an art making a piece of work, like a piece of artwork, is like taking a drug test. Like, mm-hmm. you may not want to put the drugs in that piss test, but it will show up all the same. It will be in there.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes if you have those things in your life, if you live a certain way, it's going to find its way into your work, whether it's consciously or subconsciously.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
for sure.
And I guess we can go into, I guess, to this last part of it, and it kind of, I guess, it kind of like all intersects. So yeah, she's like,
"Shit, it made my heart hurt." I'm like, "We come over here talk about some anime."
We got to have you back for another episode. Yeah. That's way more fun.
Yeah. Oh my
Q as well, of course.
We can talk about the war and Inuyasha in the sense of like the beef between
them.
But no, we want to bring you on to have both of y'all back on the tap, like a fun episode. Absolutely.
Palate cleanser.
I'll even apologize for bringing y'all to such a heavy episode.
No, this needs to be talked about, and it's so heavy in the anime community. Like, this is definitely needed. Lord.
After this episode, I'm going to go back to my militant minute.
So I guess it's like kind of the last portion to wrap this up, and it's kind of intertwines with all this stuff. It's like, does your view on a piece of art change after you find out something controversial about it? Like, if you, whatever, it's like, does that view change? Can you, like, I guess it goes back into separating the art from the artist. It's like with the Harry Potter thing, mm-hmm. you were saying, it's like, when you watch these movies now, do you be like, this bitch?
Yes. It's just, like you said, what, it suspends the disbelief?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, once you, it's once you know, and you can't unsee it. It's like, yo, I see how you, there's only one black person in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see how you, like, you know, the mug, like, the whole ideology and the separation of stuff. Like, I'm seeing it now, and I can't unsee it. So that's why, like, I think a lot of artists would benefit from just shutting the fuck up. Like, just, we don't need your opinion all the time. We don't need to know your belief systems. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes just as an artist, create the art, put it out there. Like, we don't need to know this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, just please be quiet, because you're ruining things for people. So, yeah, but it's just like, I can't, once I see the thing, I can't unsee it. And now I'm super analytical. So, like, I'm analyzing all of it unintentionally. I'm like, oh, there goes the racism, like, there goes the homophobia, there goes the transphobia, you know what I mean? Like, it's more blatant, and it's people. I wish they would just stop.
I just feel like I want to puke. Yeah. So I'm like, now I'm analyzing everything I ever watched. Stuff. So I'm just like, every musician I've ever listened to, because when you said it, I don't know why Eric Benet popped in my head. I'm like, that woman be.
What'd he do? He, come on, Q. He hit Halle Berry?
You know, everybody, let me not say that, because I'd just be speaking and I'm like,
man.
But I'm just like, everything, that's why I say you
regretting
can't
coming on the
too.
Show.
Oh, I ain't coming back.
Everybody that I've ever enjoyed, I'm like, what the fuck did you do? When is it going to come out?
Yeah.
So I just enjoy it till I can't anymore.
Yeah.
That's the best
that's
I can
a good
do.
Philosophy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's like, okay, now I'm done with this. Just like men, you know.
Yeah, it was a moment in the sun. Yeah. You ruined it. Just fucking throw it all away.
Man,
time and a place.
Damn, Eric Benet. Now I gotta take you off my
off the playlist.
Yeah, man. I don't even want you on there. No
I didn't
more.
Know. I know he was. I know he has some issues.
Yeah,
but I know
he was a sexaholic.
But I didn't know he was putting his hands on women.
Nah, that's probably right. I
know Wesley Snipes did.
Really?
He like messed up Halle Berry's eye, I think. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Or man, god damn it. We can't have nothing. Can y'all just stop?
But if we talked about earlier in the show, it was like, if we sat there and did a deep dive on every single, especially every entertainer, we're not gonna, there's gonna be something that we can find, I'm sure, whether it's misogyny, whether it's abuse, whether it's manipulating, grooming, like you said, child molestation, all that stuff. It's like, there's gonna be something in there, and it's just like, I guess Q is like, just enjoy it until you can't.
Until
fuck around and be going to the club, listen to ukulele music.
I am playing ukulele.
That motherfucker raped somebody and he did this. Can't listen to nobody.
God. Yeah. I will say, like, a bright spot is, because more of this stuff is coming out, I have noticed more people are being conscious. So I will say, like, moving forward from this point, I don't think we're going to have as many instances as the stuff that we've seen before, because like, people are scared, and I'm happy that they're scared. Like, people are moving way more with thought and consciously. Like, I've like,
sometimes even when I go hug comedians, they're like, hey, okay, this is cool. Okay, we're doing this. Like, yeah, like, yeah. And it's weird, but I like it. Like, yeah, be scared. Yeah, you better not tell. You know what I mean? Like, that needs to be there, and I'm happy that it's there.
Brennan flashes back to the moment she said, look at my titties in the
early. And he didn't look.
She told you.
I told you. It's
in an anime episode, that would be the flashback.
That yeah.
Would
be like,
that was it. When the time I didn't look.
But see?
Yeah,
he's making really good eye. Hey, good shit, man.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
She was like, "Could you pull my back of my shirt down?" Brendan was like, "It's on the camera that she said
I did that
to do that.
I definitely did that.
Just letting everybody know.
Good shit, Brendan.
Yeah, you know,
he's like, he ain't getting
you
caught.
You ain't gonna have no article about me.
Brendan's like, nah, fuck all that.
Like, I might say some dumb stuff every once in a while, but I ain't never gonna do nothing.
Yeah, and right. That's the best way to be. Like, I think that's just the
yeah. Because after word, a while, you know, everybody think. Has an assistant in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Whatever. I would say after a while, it's just going to be a thing. Everybody has that pervert liaison. It's just.
Yeah. Get you a PL.
A PL.
Did she say you could do that?
Check. Let me tell you something. That shit is.
A PA and a PL.
It ain't going to pay shit. Watch. It's going to pay you $30,000 a year, maybe. And I'm like, I can't do this shit. And
you that just job keep rotating ain't gonna... them. You know what I'm saying?
Entry level position.
Yeah.
Entry
level position.
This sounds horrible.
Sexual. Okay. Sorry. Entry level. Okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah. That's not.
Yeah, she's doing too much over here.
You brought me. Y'all brought me. Y'all knew what it was.
I have nothing to do with it.
All right. I guess you want to I guess wrap it up on that and I guess we can just answer real quick. Does your art change? Does the art change after you know the controversy of what I guess associated with the person that might have created it? I guess you can't unsee. I don't know. Some people sometimes I guess I feel like maybe time might make you forget or just you can watch it mm-hmm. not with the same lens anymore or not as deep as it was before. But I feel like. If it's something that crazy to you, you'd be like, you're watching it and this person pops on screen, you'd be like, thank you. I can't just.
Can't rock with it.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Like you said, you can probably continue watching the movie or whatever the case may be. But it's like, it's kind of like, I'm watching you type energy when you might be even watching that particular thing. So I guess it kind of does change a piece of art. I would say it does. I can't say when it's something that big that happened and then I rewatch something that it doesn't change it. When I hear something, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's racist. I mean, I guess I kind of knew Clint Eastwood was pretty racist, but yeah. I was just like, when I watched it with him, now I'm just like, he meant that.
Yeah, that wasn't fake. That was real.
Yeah, he had to pull it out of his ass. Like, it was like, that was just like, oh, I got this in the pocket. This has been in the pocket since fucking 1965.
I'm ready.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. So that's how I feel about it, Rob.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I think it also sometimes comes down to a question of how deeply involved this person was with the mm-hmm. project. Like, I love the movie Seven, which has Kevin Spacey in it, who, you know, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
forgot
like,
God damn it.
But, like, he also plays the villain in the movie yeah. and, like, is only in a small portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, again, break that suspension of disbelief. But when he comes out, I'm just like, oh, fuck this guy. Yeah. But the rest of the movie
it's
is still
so good.
Yeah.
And so I guess it, for me, it's like, how big of a part does this person play mm-hmm. in this? You know, how good is this thing? You know, how deeply does it impact my life? It's hard to not bring that with you, though, mm-hmm. after learning about it. It feels like one of those things like you can't unknow. And, you know, again, being as big of a Harry Potter fan as I am, and it's like I haven't gone back to watch the movies, I don't think, since watching that or mm-hmm. finding that out about the controversy with J.K. Rowling. And
is that recent or no? I don't know.
She keeps doing it. That's the thing.
Oh. It's like a periodic thing where she keeps tweeting about
every. That's why I'm like, don't get.
Yeah, I unfollowed her a while ago, so luckily it hasn't been popping up in the timeline.
Yeah.
What happened with J.K. Rowling?
She won't shut up.
About what?
She'll say some homophobic stuff.
Yeah, very
and then
transphobic
she'll be like,
and homophobic
my bad.
Statements.
And then she'll come out with some more. And it's every, like, 2 to 3 months, she'll tweet some shit, be like, well, what I meant to say was, I'm not saying that they're not women. That's what she said. It was saying that trans women are not women. And everybody's like, hey, stop saying this. Then she was like, okay, I'm sorry. Then she came back
and
said
it
again.
She doubled down on it.
She kept saying it. And it's like, shut up. What does this even have to do
Brennan's
with you?
Brennan's having the Hello Darkness, My Old Friend moment.
And she's been doing it for like
I read
two
every
or three
single
years.
Harry Potter's book like three times.
See, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For two
I,
or
and
three
I didn't
years.
Like the movies except for the last two.
Yeah.
The last two were the best.
Yeah. Because
it was some action.
Right. Yeah.
Let's go.
But yeah, no, once you learn it, I think for me, it's impossible to unlearn. And I guess it's really at that point, like, it's kind of, the burden is on the work, and can it carry that? You know what I mean? Yeah. And again, like we've talked about before, it's some of the degrees of how bad this was. And I think there's definitely some things that come out, some people, and it's just like, this is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Oof. All right. Well.
Thanks, Keenan, for inviting me.
I can answer it.
I'm about to wrap it up.
Brennan,
but,
if you want to go, I don't care.
No.
Well, I think what were you going to say?
Oh, I was gonna say that I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
No,
honestly, it was a horrible thing to say. But I was saying is the Michael Jackson thing.
Yes,
I grew up on Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Everything, like, my parents were obsessed with it. Like, that's like everything.
Yeah.
Was Michael Jackson, and now, like, I mean, there's a couple songs I can't let go. I'm gonna keep it real. They
right.
Still,
is it that one, still in the one you sang? Huh? Is one of them the one you sang?
Man, I tried to sing. I'm okay. Not a singer. It was pretty bad. I know. But
I knew what you were singing.
Good enough to be able to be recognized.
I got
that's,
you.
That's a thing.
This sucks.
But you said Michael Jackson. Yeah, you're right. That's a tough one for a lot of people.
Michael Jackson like was the soundtrack to my childhood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, am I supposed to get rid of the soundtrack to my childhood because of some stuff I learned after my childhood about this horrible things that he allegedly did?
Like, yeah, and partly I guess it's like, what associations do you have with that? Does it make you think of your childhood?
Yeah.
Does it make you think of Michael Jackson?
Well, the thing is, now it's both.
Mm. Yeah.
That's where the issue is. Now it's both, and it's just like, you know, there's certain songs like Smooth Criminal. I'm just like, I'm gonna listen to this.
if it comes on, I'm not necessarily hitting skip.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, you know,
Speed Demon,
Beat It comes on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, the thing is, there's such a hard line to walk.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the brother is dead. You know what I'm saying? So now anything that I do to support his music is supporting his estate, not supporting anything he did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So where does that fall into?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just really weird because there's no right answer. But, like, you could take an approach like some people we know where you just, as soon as you hear a hint of something might be wrong with somebody, you won't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is, but I do know that, like, when I truly love a piece of art, sometimes I have to separate it because you have to sometimes just appreciate art for the art, because a lot of times you don't even know who the artist is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could make that same argument about, like, literally everything around us. Like, who designed this water bottle that I carry with me every single day? I have no idea. This person could be molesting children. But because they're but I'm saying, though, yes, you're drinking a bottle of water.
You literally put it down.
The world, it's such a
huge
world.
No, that's
like tears.
And that's what it.
Damn it, Q.
Tastes like kids. Did she say it tastes like kids?
Tears.
Oh.
Kids? Oh, my God.
Lord.
Innocence. It tastes like innocence. Okay.
It's like innocence
is
dying.
Goddamn, Ralph.
Ralph. But my point being to that point is that, you know, like, there have been so many horrible humans in our past that have built so many shoulders, that are all these shoulders that we still stand on regardless, because people are not just a black or white, good or bad. And it makes it really hard to say, like, yo, like, we only hold art to the standard. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's only art that is held to the standard. Like, you know, like, even politicians be messing up and still be in office.
Well, we hate
there's
them.
A guy,
some of
them.
We
there's a guy in Florida right now that was like,
hate them so much.
Who's the guy in Florida?
Matt Gaetz.
But he's still in office.
Yeah.
That's my point being, is just like.
No, I think Kev said it best, is most of the, like, if you were a regular person doing this, it would ruin your life. And these people's lives aren't getting ruined. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to start, like, we go.
Yeah, so it's pretty tough. It's pretty much just like, if the general public decides to put you on blast, then you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, all good. You know, like, so for me, it's just like a slippery slope, because it's like, now it's like, if I'm going to take this hard stance and say that every single time I hear something bad about one person that I supported their art or their whatever, now I should research that for every little thing. Like, let me go ahead and research who made my laptop. You know what I'm saying?
No, Steve Jobs is not a, he's a controversial figure too.
That's my point. So if we're going to do it for one person, we got to do it for everybody. That's all
watch
I'm saying. If you're going to do something, keep that same energy. That's where I'm at.
That's what I said. We won't be able to do anything.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
At this time, yeah.
I mean, most of us are wearing Nike in here.
What
like,
they do?
I mean, they've had some
sweatshop.
I'm wearing Fila, so what did they do?
Fila?
That's all I'm saying is that.
Yeah, is if you get too far into it, you can never come out of the hole. You would not be able to consume
a lot of
forms of media just because it's so everything's so controversial.
All that to say, the show is a really good show. You should watch it.
Brennan's recommended it.
I think it's a really good show. I enjoyed it. So know these things. I'm happy that you listened to this conversation and are becoming more educated. We should definitely condemn those people, but what does that look like in a way that's congruent across or parallel across all things? We don't have that. So for me right now, it's like I have great art in front of me, and I like to share great art with other people. And it wasn't just him that made it; it was a group of people. So for me, fuck him. The show's dope.
Okay.
Well, and I think Roxy made a good point, is that, like, now is the way, like, with social media and that, it's harder and harder for people to kind of get away with doing these things. So maybe that's going to create some form of, like, actual responsibility.
Yeah. That, like, I would. You could argue that things might be getting better, but we don't know because we never knew how bad they were.
We're still
on social media.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, and we can wrap it up after this, but I remember I was on set for, like, I was just doing extra work, so I wasn't, like, nobody, no player, but I was on extra work for a pretty big show that's been running for, like, 15, 16 years. And when the Me Too stuff was happening, they were on set like it was a joke. And not just men. It was like the woman was like the showrunner and show creator. It was kind of like, oh, wait, I'm doing the Me Too. I don't want to do that. And it was just like they were just clowning and joking about shit. I was just like, does the deeper people in Hollywood even give a fuck about some of this shit?
I think they're starting to have to just because stuff is... People are pulling stuff. People, like, it's starting to hit them in the pockets. Like, when it first happened, nothing was, there was
Once
nothing
it starts
happening.
Affecting people's money.
Yeah, that's when they started, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if they kick, like, him getting pulled off the show, like, that's messing with his pockets. Of course he's going to say something, pulling his comics. So, like, that's what needs to happen. There has to be some type of consequence. And until there is, nothing's going to happen. Once again, we got to start socking people out.
Yeah, it's not lost on me that he didn't reach out to this group until he got his title pulled off an image.
I just look at, like, there's some oil tycoon's son out there just doing whatever he wants, and he's never going to have any consequences because he's not famous.
If we sock him out, he'll be like...
But I'm just, you know what I'm saying. He's going to buy off every lawsuit. Nobody's going to care who he is because he didn't make something people love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's real.
That's it.
I mean, yeah. I'm on a tip with Roxy in the sense where people need to get cast that fade. That fade need to be ran on them.
And then we good.
Yeah. But they're going to still do it. If some people that are too rich, they're going to still do it. Well, let us know in the comment section, man.
Yes.
About this conversation. Like, join the conversation in the comment section. Let us know what's up. Roxy, you want to drop your stuff? All your Instagram and what you got coming up and stuff like that.
Yes. So all of my social media is Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. I am on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. So make sure you follow my Twitch. I'm about to start streaming more on there. So check that out. I'm also, like I said, I write for The Gamer. So check out TheGamer.com. I have articles that come out there weekly. So check that out. Also check out All Def Cannabis and All Def Gaming. We have content consistently coming out. I love to have all y'all on there too. So we are definitely going to link up with that.
Sure.
Get my comic book, which is featured in Noir is the New Black. That is available at FairSquareComics.com. And be on the lookout for my mixtape, Roxy. No, not Roxy Versus. This is another one. I Like You, which is going to be on SoundCloud, all of that stuff. And there's one more thing that I am forgetting. Oh, check out High Dive, which is the app for, what is the app for? Sentai Filmworks. They have an app for, like, their stuff. So check them out and make sure to check out Food Wars.
Okay.
Boom.
And Q.
Yeah, so you can find me over on Instagram and Twitter at Gadgets and Geekery.
Yeah.
I also have my artist page. It's Quincy B, just the letter B, _ink. So Quincy B Drawing. So I'm back with the shits on those commissions and freelance.
Ooh.
So yeah, just reopened the store with my art on different types of merch. And I'm supposed to be restarting the podcast this summer. At the bottom of the summer. But yeah, so I'll be bringing back the geeky sexual and intellectual this summer.
Okay. Thank
Very
you.
Cool.
Thank you, Q. Brennan the best on everything?
Yeah, Brennan the best.
Brennan the best on all his social media stuff. Ice.McGowan. Ice is not here, but Ice.McGowan on every single thing. Rob, you got somebody?
Yeah. I'm not really all that active on social media, so I've been plugging some people. This week, I want you to check out, it's called 11 Brand. 11. They're on Instagram. It's I11EVN Brand. They're a black-owned company. They promote a lot of anime stuff. They've got some really cool stuff. We actually should be having them coming on the show pretty soon.
Yeah, it's pretty soon. Maybe next week. I believe it's next week. They got some really good anime gear that we rocks with. So,
yeah, check them out.
Man,
they're on Instagram. Give them a look.
All right. I'm Keenan Baker on everything. And we thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Wait.
You are listening to the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world. All right, that's it. Now we can go.
Now we out.
Oh my God. Bye.
Oh, that's
how anime was solved forever.